All right, let's talk some college ball right now. We are joined by a quarterback for NC State, coming off a huge game, over 300 yards passing, a couple of TDs in Saturday's win over Syracuse. Five straight games, in fact, of 300-plus yards passing, nearly 3,200 passing yards, 31 touchdowns on the year. Top 15 in the country in passing yardage and TDs. NC State is 8-3. They're number 20 in the college football playoff rankings, and there's a big one coming up on Friday. NC State hosting North Carolina. Their quarterback, Devin Leary, is my guest. Devin, great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on. Thanks so much. Let me ask you, you beat Syracuse on Saturday in a game where neither team scored in the first 22 minutes, and then you guys scored 28 points in the final 6.5 and change in the first half. When you're in the hunt for a conference championship and you're facing a team that's been struggling, how important was it to handle business the way you guys did?
Oh, extremely important. I mean, yeah, we got off to a little slow start offensively, but, you know, we play complementary football all three phases together. You know, we had a special teams kick return, which was awesome. We had a defensive pick six, and then, you know, the offense just rallied off of that too. So just being able to handle our business week in and week out is huge for us.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, you did play complementary football. The offense scored, the defense scored, special teams scored. Generally, good things happen when all three phases play like that, of course. For you personally, it was your fifth straight game with more than 300 yards. In three of your last four games, you've had a completion percentage of 66% or higher. At least from the outside, it feels like you've reached another level in terms of your control and mastery of the offense. Does it feel that way to you?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, this offseason I took pride in understanding the system, fully mastering the system, and, you know, I just want to get better each and every week, and I feel myself progressively getting better. And, you know, I give a ton of credit to Coach Beck and being able to function in his offense and him giving me the ability to, you know, take what the defense gives us, and we've been rolling ever since.
Devin Leary's joining us. Devin, how much of that is about trust? You know, like, that's a word that's thrown around quite a bit, but when you trust the system, when you trust the receivers, when you trust the offense, when you trust the defense, when you trust what you see with your eyes, how important is that to you?
Yeah, it's very important. I just think overall playing the game of football, you know, trust is a huge factor. You got to trust your offensive line. The offensive line has to trust you back there. And then you got to trust guys on the perimeter. And then, like you said, all three phases, you got to have trust in each and every guy, whatever position they fill. And, you know, we really embrace that over here. We preach next man up mentality. So any given play, any given moment, that trust is huge for us.
Devin Leary is joining us. You know, your journey has been really interesting, especially when you consider when you first got there, you had to wait behind the likes of Ryan Finley, then Matt McKay, Bailey Hawkman. A lot of guys might have gotten impatient and started to look elsewhere. What was that time like for you? How did you process that time?
Yeah, I mean, it was all a part of the process. You know, everyone's route is different. Everyone's path to their success is different. And, you know, I kind of just had to understand where I was in the moment. I had to control what I could control. And, you know, each and every year I just wanted to get better and better and knew that eventually my opportunity would happen. And it was going to be up to me to take advantage of that opportunity. And that's exactly what I did. And, you know, just being able to take it year by year, understanding where I need to get better, where I need to improve, and then eventually earning the coach's trust to put me out there.
See, the thing is, I mean, that let's finish that part of the story. That's exactly what you did. You had to understand that your journey was different. You had to trust that you would get the opportunity, put in the time, stay ready, and then take advantage of it. And this is what you did. For instance, you played a good amount in 2019. Things get thrown off because of COVID. Then you were the starter in 20, but broke your leg in October. So when you go through everything you just laid out and you earn that job and you're putting up numbers, what was it like then to have it ripped from you and have your season end so abruptly?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. It was tough, definitely. I mean, anytime you suffer from a season-ending injury, it puts things in different perspective. You know, there was obviously multiple different options that I was able to take after my injury, whether that was sulking and complaining and, you know, not really knowing where to go after it or kind of embracing it, being able to mentally prepare better, being able to control what I could control while being injured. And, you know, I took full advantage of that time not being able to play with my team. And I knew as soon as I was able to play back onto the field, I was not going to take anything for granted and earn all my teammates' trust and just understand that I'm here to lead these guys.
I would imagine, Devin, it's not like something where you'd say, I'm glad it happened, it's a good thing it happened, but you had mentioned Coach Beck. That's Tim Beck, the offensive coordinator. He talks about the fact that he feels like you actually grew exponentially as a leader, even in that time when you weren't able to play following the injury. Do you think, I mean, did you process that and use that time in such a way that you became a better leader, even though you weren't with your teammates at that time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was able, I was put in a position to, you know, build better relationships with people that I wasn't necessarily coming across as much. You know, being in a long-term injury group, I'm able to connect with different guys that are suffering from season-ending injuries as well. And then, you know, when you're not playing on the field, you have a different perspective of the game, so you can kind of, you know, become a different coach on the sideline. Being able to help guys out, whether that's in the film room, whether that's on the field or the practice field. And, yeah, I mean, for myself, I just fully embraced film study. That was the biggest thing that I pride myself on this offseason, and then being able to take that leadership role of when I came back, having all my teammates understand that this means a lot to me and this team means a lot to me, and I want to strive to win each and every day, each and every week.
I like it. Devin Leary joining us. You know, when you talk about leadership, I've always personally, Devin, had a fascination with Navy SEALs and what it takes to become a SEAL, how to get through that, the mental toughness, the physical toughness, the entire thing. I'm like, I'm a voracious reader of that stuff. I love it. I know that you and your teammates went through something called the program, which was led by Navy SEALs. What was that experience like, and what was your biggest takeaway from it?
Yeah, the experience was great. I mean, we had Jamie Slice come in with his team, like you just said, named the program, former Navy SEALs. And they kind of put us through different, you know, training obstacles, different leadership obstacles. And I think the biggest thing for the entire program, what they put us through, was putting us in uncomfortable leadership situations. Guys that aren't necessarily vocal leaders, putting them in that role to be a vocal leader. And it kind of, you know, you see your teammates kind of step out of their comfort zone and step into different type of shoes, and you know, some guys really embraced it and some guys understood that maybe they weren't the type of leader that they thought they were. And you know, it was just awesome to see different guys step up, different guys, you know, help each other out, put each other on their backs, and us going through all these different obstacles, we really understood that it's truly mind over matter. And as you hear from everyone else, this game of football is a lot more mentally than physically.
Devin Leary joining us. No question about that. I really believe that myself. Mind over matter for sure. I mean, it's simple, but not easy. Simple, but not easy. Really quickly, when you look at the numbers that you've been putting up, your name starts to climb on the list of all-time great quarterbacks in that program. And I'm talking about guys like Philip Rivers, Russell Wilson, and more. What's it feel like to hear your name mentioned alongside theirs?
Yeah, I think it's an honor. You know, when a quarterback wants to come to NC State, they understand that there's been a legacy built here. Guys like Russell Wilson, Philip Rivers, Ryan Finley, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, the list goes on. Mike Glennon. You got to understand that this is the tradition. That's what's expected here. And just to hear my name around those guys and understand that my hard work is paying off a lot, it's a true honor.
Now, coaches and your teammates seem pretty irritated and pretty put off when you were not named a Davey O'Brien Award semifinalist. One teammate called it, quote, ridiculous. Coach Doran said, quote, that's disrespectful. People need to do their homework before putting names on lists, end of quote. Look, I know you're not in it for the personal awards, but what's it mean to you to have everybody around you as put off by it as they were and that they have your back the way they do?
Yeah, I mean, just being able to hear that from my coaches and teammates, I mean, it's awesome being a player here. You know, that's what you want. That you want the respect, especially coming out of your play, but just also as a person. And, I mean, everyone around me, everyone in this facility, everyone on this team knows how much work and how much this game really means to me. And for them, you know, to vouch for me like that, I mean, it's huge. It's awesome for me to hear. But, you know, me being the player that I am and how I've always been, those type of things, those type of accolades don't motivate me. I have my own self-motivation, what I really truly play for, and I just let all the accolades and awards handle themselves.
Devin, what is it? So, like, what are you playing for? What is your motivation, your self-motivation? What are the things that matter to you most?
Yeah, the thing that matters for me most is just striving for greatness, striving for excellence. I want every single day to be as best as I possibly can, and if it's not, I want to understand where I went wrong, where I made the mistakes, and how fastly I can correct them. And, I mean, all my teammates and my coaches know that, you know, I love to strive for excellence. I love to strive for greatness. And my biggest priority is winning. And I'll do anything for this team, anything for this program to win. And that's how I've always been my whole life.
Devin Leary joining us. All right, so one last thought. You've got a great, great opportunity coming up as a result of the win over Syracuse. You still have a look at the division championship. What is your mindset going into Friday's game against North Carolina?
Yes, sir. They're a great team. I think we have to come out fast. We got to understand our assignments. Everyone has to execute their job, and it's going to be a four-quarter game. I think just going into the game, understanding that it's going to be four quarters, and we got to play from start to finish. And all of our focus has to be on this Friday and let everything else handle itself after that. So I'm very excited for this game, excited for the opportunity, and it's going to be a great environment.
It's going to be tremendous. I love that game. North Carolina at NC State Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. He is in the top 15 in country in passing yardage and TDs, having a huge year. Devin Leary is the quarterback at NC State. Devin, really appreciate that. Great conversation. Good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Great talking to you. Yes, sir. I'm constantly amazed by the poise, the composure, the maturity of college quarterbacks and the way these kids sound, handling their business inevitably. Of course, when you come up the way they come up and you're used to being a leader with all eyes on you and you overcome the kind of adversity a lot of these young players have overcome, you're going to show up like that on a show like this. But I say that only because I've done it long enough that it wasn't always like that. That's another really impressive young guy. Great matchup, NC State and North Carolina.